Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Matt Perino joins us from Syracuse.com. He's a beat writer for the Buffalo Bills. They have a interesting big-time game coming up Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs, who are unbeaten at 9-0. Hello, Matt. Welcome to our show.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. So, obviously, we're in the footprint of the Chiefs here in Wichita, Kansas. They have figured out a way to win 9 consecutive games. They conceivably could have lost 3 or 4 of those games, but they don't seem to be able to lose. So how does Buffalo pull this off on Sunday?
Well, I think that, you know, these are two teams now that it's kind of morphed the rivalry into kind of a divisional vibe. They play 2 times a year, it seems, every year, because it's regular season, then a playoff game. And the last 4 have been 1-score games. So, you know, the Bills have won 2 of those, and I think the key to victory is finding a way to not beat yourself, number one, because that's what the Chiefs, you know, they do it so many things so well that if you make your own mistakes and allow them extra opportunities, you put yourself in a really tough spot. And then I think from a running game perspective, this is a Chiefs team that doesn't allow teams to run against them. But Josh Allen is a kind of different form of runner. And I think that in the last 2 matchups, he's run 22 times for over 100 yards. He's got to be that force in this game. He hasn't run a ton this season. They haven't asked him to be that most of the time. But in these kinds of games against these kinds of defenses, that's just an advantage that the Bills have that I think they'll lean into that a little bit on Sunday.
Yeah, this is Anthony here. And looking at all the other quarterbacks in the league, you look at Jalen Hurts, and he got Saquon Barkley. You look at the guy at Baltimore, I can't even think of his name, but he
Lamar
got
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, and they got him a running back in Derrick Henry. But when you look at Josh Allen and some of the weapons that he's lost and how he has this team playing and rallying around him, wouldn't it be conceivable to say maybe you can put Josh Allen in the MVP talk as well, too? Because look like he's doing more with less.
He's definitely doing more with less. I think the problem, it feels like the award comes down. Like, I think Lamar is the MVP right now, just specifically numbers-wise. His team's been at the top of the conference. The problem is, I didn't think Lamar was the MVP last year, but his team finished as the number one seed in the AFC, and I almost felt like he got a little bit of a bump off of that. So who knows if the numbers are kind of close at the end of the season, if the person that doesn't just get the bump is the team that finished first overall. And who knows, like Patrick Mahomes, we've seen it before. If he goes on an absolute tear in the second half of the season, you know, they're getting healthier. You would imagine maybe getting Pacheco back here in the next couple of weeks is going to unlock that offense even more. I can feasibly see that. But, yeah, to your point, I think Josh Allen has definitely put himself in the conversation. And I think there's an argument to be made, a big reason why Lamar won those awards, specifically the first one, felt like he was doing more with less. And I think that means a lot more. When you have Travis Kelce, when you have the offensive line that's built there, that's something that you always think about when you think about Patrick Mahomes. And for a long time with Josh Allen, when you thought about him, your first thought was about Stephon Diggs, and now that's not there anymore, and he's doing it with this collection of players. I think if you polled most NFL fans that don't play fantasy football and told them who's Khalil Shakir, who's Mac Hollins, who's Curtis Samuel, they'd probably be puzzled to tell you, and those have been the big pieces in this offense. Now, the one thing with the Bills offense is James Cook, he has moments where he's a superstar. They don't lean into that, though. I don't know if that's the body type. I don't know if that's just he's had some drops over the course of his career. But, you know, he had a huge game in the regular season game against the Chiefs last year, went for 141 total yards, had that touchdown in the first quarter. I think he's going to be the emphasis for what they try to do in the run game and the pass game on Sunday.
Talking with Matt Parrino, Buffalo, Kansas City, the late Sunday afternoon game here on our sister station, KNSS, also, of course, nationally televised on CBS. The Bills started 3-0, then they played at Baltimore, at Houston. They lost both of those games. Now they've won 5 in a row again, but not against any playoff contenders. I guess Miami could be somewhat considered, but and maybe Arizona, but not really. So how important is this stretch of games for Buffalo after Kansas City? They go, they're at home against the 49ers, then they go to the Rams, and then they go to Detroit. How important is it for Buffalo to win some of these games against legitimately really strong playoff teams?
I mean, it's definitely important. It's important to, you know, them wanting to maybe host two playoff games. You know, if the Chiefs win this week, they've got the track to the one seed. They might have it either way. And, you know, the Bills do have a tough four-game stretch here with two losses already on the schedule. You drop two of those, you drop three of those, and then all of a sudden the math starts to change a little bit. So I think, you know, locally, the big storyline this week is, you know, Josh Allen basically saying that all that matters are the playoff games, right? But this game matters that could determine the where you play in the playoffs. And I think the Bills have played well on the road, but we saw them, to your point, go on the road against Baltimore in week 4, and it just not go well for them on either side of the ball. Now, they were without Taron Johnson. That was a huge loss. That was before they traded for Amari Cooper. They're a completely different team when those two things, two players are on the field, and that's why I think it's huge, despite Dalton Kincaid ruled out already for this game, to get Amari Cooper back, which that seems to be where it's trending. It's massive for their offense, because with just Shakir as the major weapon you have to worry about, I think you could put McDuffie on him all day long, and then you don't have to really worry about a lot of the other weapons, the ancillary weapons in the passing game. With Cooper there, you have to change the math a little bit. And so I think they're a different team. I think that they've found ways to win similarly to the Kansas City Chiefs in games where they haven't played their best on either side of the ball. I think this game specifically is as important as any of the four, because if you win this game, you come back after the bye. Sean McDermott's never lost in his 8 seasons after the bye. And you're playing a San Francisco 49ers team that's banged up in their own right. I just don't think they're the same team they've been over the last couple of years. And then on the road to the Rams, they're kind of this Jekyll and Hyde. One week they look like a potential Super Bowl contender, and then the next week they look very beatable and kind of dysfunctional on offense and defensively okay. And then Detroit's obviously that big road game in five weeks. So it's a huge stretch for the Bills.
Matt Perino, our guest, he's a Bills beat writer for Syracuse.com. I'm curious, Matt, because we obviously live right here in Chiefs country, and they've just had an amazing run, of course, trying to win a third straight Super Bowl. What's the perception of the Chiefs up in upstate New York, and especially within that Bills Mafia group? Is this something they see as, yeah, we can conquer the Chiefs, or do they understand that as long as Patrick Mahomes is around, it's going to be a really difficult task?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of both of those things. Like, you can't be the man until you beat the man. And so I think that there's an understanding that this is the modern-day dynasty. And to eventually be the one to knock them off, and I know the Bengals won a couple years ago, but they didn't go on to win the Super Bowl, so it's not really, you know, they only kind of did half the job. You know, the Bills Mafia wants their team and Josh Allen, who I think a lot of people argue is in that Patrick Mahomes tier as a quarterback, obviously not the accomplishments, but so there's a little bit of both of those things at play. And if you go back over the last couple of seasons, you know, I think it's interesting. The Chiefs defense allowed, not counting the Bills, the other three teams they played in the playoffs last year, 4 offensive touchdowns. The Bills scored 3 in their 1-score loss to the Chiefs. And so I think this is a team that competes closely with the Chiefs every single year. They've just done enough. Kansas City has 13 seconds, and last year in the playoffs, the missed field goal and, you know, executing down the stretch. They got to get over that hump. And I think that, you know, it's interesting the juxtaposition between the two franchises. Andy Reid, he was kind of on the Sean McDermott path for many, many years in Philly, and maybe early on there in Kansas City before they broke through, and eventually he did. He found a way to break through, and I think that's the great hope that Bills fans have, that having the quarterback, and, you know, I know it's a little bit different because it's a defensive head coach, but potentially a head coach that can get over the hump in his own right, is what keeps them kind of coming back for more, if you will.
And it's so fascinating because while the Chiefs have been very dominant, last year they had a difficult, at times, regular season, and there's so many other good teams in the AFC and so many other good quarterbacks that it's been a lot of fun trying to watch teams try to displant the Chiefs. There's teams that are right there on the cusp, and Buffalo's certainly one of them, yet here the Kansas City Chiefs are still standing. What kind of a game? We expect another really, really close game. What's the weather going to be like in Buffalo on Sunday afternoon?
No weather elements. It's going to be nice. It's going to be probably like mid-50s, little sun, no weather. So this will be a true, you know, test for, you know, these two teams, and we get an idea of where they both stack up. It's interesting, too. It's like all these games, they add up over time. I remember the Brady and Manning era and how many years he spent trying to get over the hump. And it's been this weird thing, like, of course, like, does this game matter? Because, of course, it matters to the Bills are chasing the one seed and positioning. But the really only thing that matters for Josh Allen at this point, he said it himself, is beating them in the playoffs. Until they do that, none of any of this other stuff, like the MVP talk and, you know, winning, this will be their 5th AFC East championship, and it doesn't look like the Jets or the Dolphins are going to threaten in that department. And so you could probably talk about that being the case. And I think a lot of Bills fans would yearn for this era when they didn't go to the playoffs for 17 straight years. But now when you get this close, it's just you want to experience what it's going to be like. And those 90s teams, with Jim Kelly and company, never got over the hump either. So it's been a about 30, 35 years of torment for this fan base, that to get over the hump potentially against Patrick Mahomes and the quality. And that's the other thing about this rivalry you asked about a few minutes ago. There's a lot of respect underneath all of the, you know, I want to beat the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. I hate Patrick Mahomes. I think there's a lot of respect for the players that they have and how they've done it. And I think that through that respect is you want to beat those guys.
Well, very interesting stuff. And what I would say to Josh Allen is, while I agree with him in theory that beating the Chiefs in the playoffs is the ultimate goal, the Bills fan base would certainly like to get this one on Sunday for sure. Thanks, Matt, for spending some time with us.
Indeed. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.